Without reference to our Creator, there is no framework. Purpose is lacking and anything goes. There is a mindless activity off color and shallow without Creator energy, often cruel and self-centered rather than centered in the higher self. With Creator and conscious awareness of our connection to Source, anything is a go and in the right direction. We ask now to keep pointing us there, where our greatest challenges and accomplishments lay, to keep us loyal to a greater purpose that has the potential to create exponential waves of positivity and exuberance for that which we were created, to be our best selves in service and divine inspiration for one another, and to be users and consumers only in the sense of your abundant, radiant love. For in this, we emulate you in your creation, experiencing yourself, that we discover we are love, experiencing our joyful, unlimited beingness. Let it be so, and so it is.
Hello, I'm still Ron Vroman, the old white man talking head from the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I'm finishing up what I started yesterday and didn't get finished. Passing the provenance, passing the real paperwork and the authenticity of who, what, where, why, when on to the next level. So, the Confederation and Perpetual Union took over. And they ran it from, I think, 1881 to 1889. I'm not sure. Dates are not unimportant. You can look it up. But then they couldn't make what they had work. So they wrote a constitution. And the constitution picked up everything from the Confederation and Perpetual Union and brought it forward. It's right there in the Constitution, one of the clauses. The Constitution is a clause or an article in the Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union. So now they had a new way to do things. The Constitution is really complicated in how it functions because we don't get to see the real document. They hide it. But now think about this. They sent the Constitution out to the 13 colonies for ratification. So that means there must have been 13 copies. But they weren't copies, they were originals that went out to the 13 colonies that were now states and commonwealths of the Union. And 12 came back in Rhode Island and Providence Plantation, sent theirs back. So they had a perpetual union again. That perpetual union was broken when South Carolina left. However, Anna and Destry and a whole bunch of others want to say that that's fixed. Well, I've looked at their fixes, and it's not. It's more color of law. It's more deceit. I've harped on what evidence is, and evidence is that. And if you don't have it, you don't have it. It's not there. But I hear people want to spout the information that they have that's not true. They want to spout it like it's their own, and they don't know. They're just talking. repeating. They have no knowledge of their own. They need to find that. And then answer the rebuttals. They're stacked up in front of them and they can't answer them. And I think, oh my goodness, he's going to say it. I think you're ignorant fools to follow that stuff. They're charlatans. If you can't see it and figure it out, then you're an ignorant fool. That's who you are. You don't have to be. You can fix it. What was it? Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain. You can fool a man a second time easier than you convincing me was fooled the first time. It's the way it is. So here we are with the Constitution that has been usurped. Now, people want to talk about Anna's one of them. There are several constitutions. No, they're not. It's apostrophe S in the English language. If Ron makes something, Ron's apple pie. It's apostrophe S. It's my pie. I made it. The Constitution is the United States of America's Constitution because they made it. At the same time they made the Constitution, they made the United States. District of Columbia, Washington, District of Columbia. There are no states in the United States. The states are all in the United States of America. If you change one letter in how it was styled in the Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union, you have something else. It is not us. How do you define us? Us is defined by the men and women on their state, commonwealth, or territory. They made a state, commonwealth, or territory, and they gave limited authority to that. Words have power, and you get all fouled up when you read it. Enumerated power is what the United States received from the several states in Congress assembled. The several states in Congress assembled get to do that because we, you and I, through our forefathers, that's the truth in me, and for those that came later, it's still truth for them. The only difference is blood. Okay. All power is inherent in the people. Not part of it or some of it or only on Tuesday. Any authority we give to the United States is lawful. Anything they take is color of law. Or treason. I prefer treason much of the time. It's not hard to prove. It's just like it wasn't difficult to prove that Kate Brown broke her oath. Ron Wyden broke his oath. 89 legislatures broke their oath. Every municipal, county, and state judge on Oregon broke their oath. It's all fact. We didn't make any of that up. We didn't induce it. They did it. But we tried them. We formed our provisional government. Theirs, we abolished. Right there it is. Abolished. Charlie wrote the paper and we abolished them. That's difficult. They say that when you make that move, the next move is the one that breaks the assembly, breaks the organization, breaks the republic that's trying to form. I don't think so. The next move is confrontation. When four men or women confront the sheriff or any other elected official that's still left. On Oregon, we did away with all of those groups that put themselves between the people and who they needed to do business with. If you need a doctor, you do not need a state doctor's board to authorize, govern, and control the doctor. That's the doctor's responsibility and the patient's responsibility, and all the people that back both up. We're dealing with a contract. The government incorporated governance on Oregon, the Kate Brown oligarchy. They have no authority. They have no right to institute a governance board, commission, committee. Authority. They have 50 names for it, but that's to put something between you and who you wish to contract with. And that's not constitutional. If you got a charlatan doctor, then he or she has to be dealt with by the people. And by the people, we mean the other doctors also. They should self-govern. So now, if justice is without a fee, when you go to find justice, there's no fee attached to it. But the de facto government wants $400 just to file the paperwork. They do nothing and they want $400. Well, when you look at it from a business point of view, and justice isn't business. When you look at that from a business point of view, it's costly. When you look at calling a grand jury, it's costly. So you entice people to work for jury pay? That's one way of doing it. It's got to be done. We're looking for remedy on Oregon in our General Assembly. That's what we're looking for. And our grand jury, we're looking for remedy. We want to fix this. We cannot go back to 1861 and make it all just. It's not going to happen. What we can do is we can fix the law, correct the errors, and do our best to move on. For some reason, Democrats, social Democrats, those that have been in charge of Oregon for 36 years or so, they have the thought that they can fix everything by making us do what they say. Well, that's wrong. They have limited authority also, and their authority does not include breaking me or breaking you or breaking their oath or doing all of those things that they do with impunity because they've been doing it so long they think they can get away with it. From 1910 to now, 112 years, maybe a little more now, November 1910, November last year was 112 years. Hell, it's almost 6 months now. That's how long it's been going on. My neighbor said to me after I explained the whole thing to him, he said, how long? 112 years. I'm not getting into that. And he turned around and walked away. He's a good man. Cognitive dissidence. Fear, cowardice, I'm not sure what it is, but it has to be fixed in about 3% of us. The other 97% will do what they're told by whoever tells them. It's been proven. If they lose, they just whine and hunker down, like all the royalists that were left over after the revolution. They became peaceful inhabitants for the whole time. Like the Nazis they brought over from Paperclip, thousands of them, with their spouses and their kids. And they made more kids when they're here. They're still Nazis. Nothing changed. You see him in the Department of Justice. You see him in the FBI. Take a look at the last names. Figure out who these people are that you're dealing with. Many of them are paperclip Nazis and their children. And their children's children. There's like four generations of them here now. And they're running a great deal of the country, and people don't even know it. And you tell them, and they think there's nothing they can do about it. Well, what's that? If you think you can't, you can't. And if you think you can, you can. You may fail, but failing's not bad. The greatest baseball player to swing a bat, Ted Williams, batted 400. He was wrong 60% of the time. You know, and he's the best there was in the whole wide world and still is. So, we found out we were wrong. We changed the paperwork. People say, yeah, you did wrong. Well, yeah, we did. We corrected it and moved on. The guys that wrote all this paperwork, and they wrote it by hand, they did not set it in type with a typewriter. They wrote it by hand, many of them with a quill from a bird, not a steel quill. I learned to write with a steel quill. We all took penmanship, and we had a pen with a steel quill, and you dipped it in the ink bottle, and you wrote. Cursive. Penmanship. They had a name for it, and I can't recall it. standard. Anyhow, you have to learn those things or you don't know anything about them. You have no respect for them. I understand there's a lot of younger people now that can't read cursive, just like they can't read a clock face, an analog clock they cannot read. Hell, William's teaching his grandchildren, 4 and 5 years old, that kind of stuff. And college students don't have it. Watch them right on campus. What time's that great big clock say? I don't know. When we're doing this, we need to have every state, commonwealth, and territory gather up, form a jural assembly. If you want to call it anything else, fine with me. Do the work. We have people coming to Oregon that want to form another jural assembly, and go ahead, do the work. But you got to do the right work, because if you do the wrong work, we'll find out, we'll point it out to you, and you'll correct or you will leave. You will not spread misinformation continuously to all of those that are trying to learn, and you're being a charlatan. It's not going to work, not any longer. This old man will find a way to be where you are and stop you in your face. There's a bunch of us, just like me. We had to have paperwork delivered years ago to the Marco Hatfield building, the DOJ. And there was 2 women at the meeting. And they said, we'll do it. Good, okay. Roger was still with us. And the 2 women went. And one of them folded up. She couldn't get the courage to walk through the door and do the job. The other one's our boss. That's Charlie White. Ray and I walk through the door lots of times. God, I love it going with Ray there. He would raise hell about his card being good enough identification, and sometimes they'd let us in with it, and sometimes they wouldn't. And I just fold up and give them the documentation that they want and go do the paperwork and file it with them and have it stamped and come back, and Ray's still raising hell. They pick him up and we go home. You got to fight it. And the provenance of what we have has been hidden to us. What you see that they show is not the truth. It's not the document. We know that there's at least 13 originals that went out and came back. They don't show them. Those 13 originals, were they set in type or did they go out in script, cursive, handwritten? We don't know. They won't show it. We went to get the Oregon statehood documents because we know it's a lie, what they're telling us. But they won't show it. They refuse to show Oregon statehood documents. And the reason that they refuse to show it that I know of that's obvious is in the 2 books written by Matthew Deedy and in the Marco Hatfield building on the 7th floor of the tower whichever tower it was, the one that the marshal's office and the DOJ's in, that elevator. On the seventh floor, they have a little shrine to Matthew Deedy. He's the bar attorney that came to Oregon, carpetbagger. And he wrote two books, The History of Oregon, and both of them are filled with lies. And one of them is really easy to find. And that's in both books that were both printed after the conflagration between the states. One covered 1848 to just after the Civil War, as it's called. And the other one was just before and went to 1875 or something. And in both books, he says there is no 13 Tona. There is, and it's in Oregon's Constitution, but they want to hide that. And that's because Oregon was Union, 100% down the line. They would lie, cheat, and steal for the Union. And they did. Nevada, lie, cheat, and steal for the Union. And buy their way in with silver from the Comstock lode. Lincoln needed silver. So they just ignored the Constitution and they made Nevada a state. Got the money. They did the same thing for different reasons with West Virginia. There is no provenance. It's unlawful, illegitimate. It's de facto. So we have to get back to that. Oregon has to get back to ours, and every other has to get back to theirs. Clean it up. Fix it. We can do it. It's not difficult. You just do the work one step at a time. We did it. No rocket scientists among us. Figured it out and did it. Then you find people like Charlie White that are brave enough to carry it out. Brandon, Tina. I mean, we have some strong people. And you folks on the other states and commonwealths and territories, what'd she say? I can do that. I got my big girl panties on. I love people with courage that'll do the job. So anyhow, provenance. Our provenance stops between the date when Oregon became a state and South Carolina left the Union. That's the small window of where reality is. Original jurisdiction. That's where men and women can actually go and find justice, remedy, constitution, Republican form of government, the only one in the world ever, still today. And my neighbor says, I'm not going to do that. That's too hard. So this year in Philadelphia, a minimum quorum of the 33 states, I think it's 22, can return to original jurisdiction and correct the paperwork and move on. When they were writing all that stuff longhand in 1789, and they wrote the Judiciary Act, the 1789, Section 32, they didn't even number them, says if something is done in law and you see it's wrong, well, then correct it. You don't throw it out If it's a mistake, you fix the mistake. You only throw it out if it's a lie, if it's wrong, if it's illegal or illegitimate, if it's color law, then you throw it out. Well, that's what we're doing. We're going to go back to where law is and throw it out. Remember this part here? All power is inherent in the people. Well, the people are the men and women on the land. And the women say, well, you're going to take away my right to vote because you say all the amendments. Yep, we are. But what part about all power is inherent in the people don't you understand? We can fix that. It's lawful, it's right, it's just. So it gets fixed. Illegal, deceitful, and illegitimate doesn't get fixed. We just fix it one at a time. Like the part where Donald John Trump was supposed to release all of the documents on the Kennedy assassination and wouldn't do it, that part gets fixed also. The part about the history that people want to know, they would like to know what really happened to Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King, they have a right to know. All that's written down. There wasn't any airplanes that knocked down 9/11 Twin Towers. That's proven. That's a fact. But the myth is still out there and the people are still believing it. All of those things need to be repaired, need to be fixed, need to be explained, need to be taught. That's what happened. And it happened on my watch. What the hell's the name of that black chick that started the communist studies and the black action? Oh, come on, Berkeley. I think she earned a PhD. Those kind of people. Noam Chomsky. Those kind of people. The Communist Party and the Sharia law both have in their manifesto that the only form of government that is acceptable is communism to the communist and Islam to the ones that follow Sharia law. Well, not going to work. Because our country is based on a different philosophy. We're based on a constitutional Republican form of government. And what the Supreme Court of the United States says, remember, the United States is that 10-mile square between Maryland and Virginia. Used to be 10 miles square, but when you look at the map, it's no longer a square. That bunch, that's where the Supreme Court has any authority, in that area. That's where they make the decisions on what is law. That doesn't carry over to the states, commonwealths, and territories unless the people agree and unless it is lawful. And when the Supreme Court of the United States makes blundering, stupid decisions like the Warren Commission, it's got to be cleaned up. But you can't clean it up until you have original jurisdiction or you're sending color law to fix color law, and it's not going to get done. We have to do it. Nobody can do it for us, and we can't do it alone. And I yield.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air, and I fought. I swear to God. Just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.